audio sounds best on Amazon Music or Spotify. I'm not sure what happened with the Apple audio, but check it out there. Thank you.
First of all, man, Travis Scott is a terrible
person. It was
like
a GIF or something, like it was just playing back and forth, like, just kept going, like you can't even, like.
I'm not even trying to get into it.
Hell no.
The Louisiana teacher that admitted to feeding her students cupcakes that contain her husband's sperm.
And where's the Dave Chappelle? Mixed reaction because I thought it was funny. I was like, wait, is Pat Bear really crying right now? No, cat really kissing his girl.
Does it make you like harder to listen to his music? Is it like you feel it differently? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't use the word hard, y'all.
Holy shit, bro.
They just pop up on some culture vulture type shit. They actually was like, you know what I'm saying, in the hip hop world.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can fuck with both of them. Adam just a little, he a little, Adam 22 a little, he different, man. I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't knock him, though.
Like
it is what it is.
Still, like, crazy.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, nigga, live your truth and all that good shit, I guess.
Right, yeah.
I hope Mike got a blunt.
Still, I got wraps in the truck, but they stale. Oh, they all, like, I didn't. Yeah, they still as hell. Like, three of them. And they still, and I was like, I fucked up and pressed on them, and they all cracked.
I feel like he gonna have them.
I got some cones.
Just hold on, let me see. I hope he got a blunt, because I smoke cones too, sometimes, but yeah, I'm still a blunt connoisseur. So why are you smoking? Like, are you smoking blunts like a motherfucker, bro?
Rather cigars, but I don't know why.
Cigars, like the you roll the weed and cigar?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I mean, I heard cigars, they say cigars taste good, so I guess, like, yeah, the taste of the cigar still be on the paper, right?
Yeah.
Right.
For the most part, if you wet it, like, how they doing with these backwoods and shit.
Yeah. You probably gotta roll the same way you do a backwood. Seems like it. No?
I cut mine straight down like a blunt.
Oh, damn.
Use that. Some cigars got layers, so you can keep using them layers like a leaf and shit, you know?
Oh, damn. So you buy one of them bitches and fuck around and roll up three?
You good, yeah.
That's the plug,
dude. You know, they got long, wide, short, wide, you know?
You ever smoke from, I want to say it's called like Fontaleaf?
Fontaleaf, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't, but I remember we used to play online with some like, was it Call of Duty or some shit? And it was this black dude, and he was a pimp and shit. He lived in New York, and he had these bro, I'm gonna just say real quick, I love the fact that now it is gonna get, but wait till I move. Bro, I'm gonna have a room at least this size.
Yeah.
It's gonna be straight for it. Well, hopefully it's bigger on some real shit, or we have a finished basement.
Nice, I'm gonna have.
Look, right now we got our room in here, and I already got some of my shit around. I feel like I'm crowding our room to where she can't have it more womanly like and shit like that. I just got all my bullshit around. It was worse. It was worse. It's not as bad now, but it was worse. Like,
but check me out. Oh, that was damn.
Yeah, but no, it's you know. When people come through sometime, I get it. I put a lot of the shit away, but I be having all my shit out. Like, it'd be all over the fucking place. But anyway, you see how we can talk, right?
Oh, yeah.
And if you see right here,
yeah,
how does she go up and down? Like, as I'm talking.
Oh, the waves. Shit. Okay, gotcha, yeah.
Right. Now,
yeah, the waves.
There was a time period where my guest had to be like this with a microphone.
I think I've seen the first couple.
Muffler's head, there's this right here on with the little shit right here talking and shit. And like, but now it's like, I can be rolling up, doing other shit,
yeah.
But you can still hear me. Out. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then this right here, check this out. Hear that static?
Yeah, that's the back.
The fan and shit?
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say that's the background.
But now, right? Why, okay. Look.
Okay, a little noise reduction.
but our voices is still strong though.
Right, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
I hear it.
Yeah. Come on, man. Like low key, like now I'm so happy now that like I have good quality shit. And I might upgrade one more time. Maybe one more time. But I don't know, bro. It's never
as
more
far
than
as
me.
The board or
everything. Like probably the board mainly. And just get another mic like this and more of these little shit I can hook on it, you know, whatever. But yeah, man, this shit like sound good now. Motherfuckers can actually be on it and be comfortable and chilling this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I had it set up like how I usually do, which I should have did before you came through, I could have had it right there in front of the TV. And we could have been sitting on the couch and be able to sit back and shit like for real. You know what I mean?
And commentating.
Right. You feel me? Yeah, I could have had it more like that, but
this,
I just
this right fuck. Here.
Oh, the length.
That's it.
That is a thing.
That's it.
That is a thing. But as you see though, I'll never have cause you see my shit a little bit longer. Yeah. I got a little more like I could, you know, but that's cause I never have two things. I had the coho shit and I was basically having to buy everything. Like them niggas wasn't it's straight. I had to buy everything basically, like them niggas wasn't I don't know, bro. It was my podcast. So, like, I ain't really, like, tripping or nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, they didn't, like, bring headphones or nothing. So, I was spending.
Contribute.
You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I got myself a nice-ass headset. Yeah. Like, you hear this one compared to that one, it's a difference. Yeah. But that's because this is the one I use and use every day, and it's me. You feel me? But I don't have guests enough or co-hosts or nothing like that to, like, have a. To buy more nice headphones.
No, right, yeah.
Shit. Like, I ain't finna. I had those laying around. Oh, yeah, here we go. If a guest come through, oh, that's for you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I will say this, though. Sitting here is different because, or downstairs, if we sit on the tape, next to each other, spread out, whatever, have this shit in the middle, the cord reaches better, cover more lower, and it's down instead of it having to pull up. To, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's more. I said, I should have had it right there. That's real shit. But yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah, once I move and have a room for that shit, or like, even like,
school, yeah, the whole Viking shit, our whole brand and everything is raw. I just wish we had some Super Bowl to back it. I like our colors. We had some cold players in the past. We got the history. We got a cold-ass stadium, you know?
Yeah, we got the whole, everything except for the motherfucking championship.
And if you look into it, I don't know if you've seen this, Pete. It's actually kind of sad and funny at the same time. Because it's how, like, we're actually one of, the top five best NFL teams. Like, when it comes to wins, we won, like, the most games, most playoff games. We have the record for most playoff games without a Super Bowl. We're like top five in playoff wins. So, yeah, look it up. Yeah, we top five in playoff. We've always crazy. Think about it, bro. 70s, we
be in the playoffs.
70s and 60s, we were good as fuck. Yeah. 90s, we were doing our thing. Early 2000s, like we go like 10-year sprout where we go to the playoffs. We go to the NFC Championship game. Or in the early days, we go to the Super Bowl.
It just
feels
like we weren't going past the second round that often. It feel like, am I tripping?
Nah, bro. So in '98 we went to the conference championship game.
Yep,
we won. That's an infamous one. We also won in 2000. We got blown out. We went in '09 with Favre. We won in 2017 with Case Keenum.
Damn, yeah. Now that you name that shit off, we have been in the NFC championship game a lot.
And we were decent as fuck. This was before my time and whatnot, but we were decent in the '80s. I heard.
The purple people eater shit. Well, that's 70s.
That was the 70s.
Yeah. 80s was that. No, I often say Randall Cunningham.
That was the 90s.
That was the 90s, though, yeah.
I was just going to watch this yesterday night.
Well, Friday?
Friday.
I'm going to start watching this probably once every other month or something. I turn it on. Even if it's on some, like, just to, like, doze off.
Yeah.
I might, like, not say doze off, but Like, I'm finna lay down and go to sleep, but it's like, I'm gonna watch it till I doze off. You know what I'm saying?
You will watch it till the end.
You feel me? Hey, but for real, man, I'm so fucking, like, I can't wait to be in my girl moving shit, bro. I'm so excited, like, man, you seen how the podcast was before. You was here before when I had this shit, right? Yeah.
I was. As far as,
like,
you know, and I seen your process.
I had one of these, but it was a real small black one, I want to say, when you came. I can't remember.
It was...
All I know is, even from when you seen it to now, a table right there.
Yeah.
I had this set up too.
Yep.
I had this, but I had it probably on this side though, like facing right here. Right.
Yeah. Something right there.
But basically, like the fact that I finally could. Oh yeah, let me get this my little playlist back.
Mike, what's
up? Both bald, motherfucker. Bald as hell, boy. Only difference is I actually will wear a no hat type shit sometimes.
Yeah,
okay. Mike ass.
Like a mason,
he ain't fucking around.
I don't see nothing with
keep the hat on all time. He really pray with the hat on.
Yeah, I got a hat. Oh, these motherfuckers, we talk about Iraq.
Hey, look,
you know that. You know the cornerstone, folks. You know.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna lie. First of all, shout out to my boy Joe Budden, man. He called this shit bird music, right? But look, I've been listening to Joe Budden podcast, right? And like, Joe Budden will make you like or dislike something. Seriously. I feel like I'm not highly influenced by other people's opinions and shit like that.
Yeah.
But this nigga Joe Budden, though, like, the way he, like, especially, put like this, especially when he likes something, not as much dislike. But when he likes something, all right?
Yeah.
So I don't really fuck with all that like bird music, that like all that. You know that fuck the girl shit. All that crazy ass shit. Man, he told a story about how he went to his girl's daughter's graduation party or whatever it was. Him and his girl went to it. It was some shit about graduating, where the fuck it was, right? And of course, it's a whole bunch of young girls their age, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Man, look, he said he turned on, they was playing music and shit, and he was like, man, I'm gonna tell you something. If you wanna learn about the new music, go hang with a bunch of 16, 17-year-olds. And he was joking, but like, he wanted to sound crazy. So for the audience, when y'all hear this shit, just know he was joking. I'm joking. I wasn't taking that shit as fucking pedophile type shit. But, so he was like, so this is something he turned on.
Mayor, you crazy.
Young rich bitch, I feel like I got something to prove. Slap the shit out me a nigga if he acting like a fool. And bitches tried to hold me back when I was up in school. But I was beating hoes up and knocking bitches out they shoes. These is facts. Any bitch could vouch for me. I can't break no bread if you weren't sleeping on that couch. And I put them on TV. My niggas giving out that clout for free. And I'm not for the game, so bitch, you better watch your mouth for me. Ayy, cause it get ugly. But I'm a sweetheart, you can't tell. You wouldn't know what all I've been through, cause I make this shit look well. I can't send you no money, so don't call me from no cell. Cause I ain't hold no nigga down, so bitch, you better not go to jail. Nigga, I mean it. Watch a couple hoes switch up on me, I hate I seen that. We got dirty money, so you know we had to clean that. Can't fuck with niggas that got hoes, I won't get in between that. We toss niggas around, we treat these niggas like they beanbags.
Went out a million motherfucking lines already.
Just you lying?
It's a nigga talking.
I don't fuck with bitches.
We not friends and we not pals. Beating down your block, taking niggas from they gals.
This my shit, low key.
No, I like it.
She's getting
I'll bang this shit.
I'm pretty sure she lying. But whatever, she getting all right, like a lot. I fuck with it.
I ain't saying nothing,
yeah,
bro.
I fuck with it.
I like it. I'll bang it.
By my ex, let's just pretend that nigga died. Ain't no pressure by no nigga, tell his ass to fall in line. And if he can't get right, I'm just gonna take it as a sign. Cause for this next line, you gotta look me in my eyes. If you think I'ma sweat you, you
got your motherfucking mind.
Is you stupid, is you dumb?
Pick a side. Bitch, I'm trying to slide.
It go hard. I like it.
One of your people better take that shit in stride. Bitch, you said you was a killer, but it's looking like you lied. Bitches know I lead the pack, I'm feeling like a tour guide. If I catch a chicken leg,
it's like battle rap with me with them. Like,
right.
Talk like this.
Right, right, right. It's like, bitch, you lying. I can't take it serious. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
I don't knock nobody's stories.
You know what it is, though? So, our generation, right? We come from more. It's two parts to it. I'm gonna say what we say compared to what it really was. So check me out. Rappers in general, we were coming up, we viewed them more as real.
Yeah.
The shit they talk about, whether it was like conscious type shit or if it was thug shit,
true.
Whatever it was, we viewed it more as that's what it was for real.
Yeah.
Tupac, Biggie was a hustler, Tupac street nigga, hood nigga, whatever it may be. Right. Now, but yeah, see how you did this?
That's a debate. Yeah.
Right. Now, I was going to say.
That's why I picked Biggie over
the top. Because the truth. The real shit. Because the real shit. Because Biggie's more for real, true to who he is for real.
Really?
Pac Moore was talking for other niggas.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But what I realize is, like Drake said in the song, and
you know what?
Let's see.
Get it.
Let's see how. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I think I deleted that one, but maybe I put it on this one. I really hope I got it. Let's see if I got my shit together. Brain surfers. Let's see if I got my shit together. Okay.
Certain ways.
You feel me? Because I'm supposed to have this shit together for when conversation come up. So let's see if I got it together. I think I do.
It's the vibe. Yep. All
right. So it's on this verse right here, right? So.
Yeah.
But that's just a result of paying attention to all these women that think like so we talk like rappers were real back in the day, but in the reality world, is it really because we couldn't research them for real because we didn't have internet like that? They can say this whatever and come off as whatever, but we really couldn't research them. But these days, niggas come out, what's the first thing we do? Google. Oh man, he snitched and he did this. Oh man, fuck his music. You feel me?
And they got.
So wait.
And
so what Drake said?
Listen, these two to prove it too.
Exactly.
Now.
So look.
They got these to prove it. Yeah.
Hold on. I think it's right.
But we still had that kind of back in the day too, though. We had street DVDs, you know. I would go back to Vlad, like you said. He was first one of the people that interviewed niggas back then and shit. So we kind of, I guess, you get, okay.
You're right, but you can still, but we had the interviews.
Yeah.
They can still come off as their first song.
Right, but now we're saying they every day.
You know what I'm saying? Why can't you stop past the first?
Yeah, they every day is smoking.
All right, here, listen. Lifelong dreams. They take the grace from the past and compare us. I wonder if they'd ever survive in this era. In a time where it's recreation, I'll pull all your skeletons out the closet like Halloween decorations. You know what I'm saying? Like these days, when niggas
right
drop,
there.
They really Google you. So you can't lie these days and say you're something you're not, because we're going to know within 3 days.
Right, yeah.
You feel me?
Paperwork.
Exactly. Back then, you'd be a whole snitch ass nigga working for. We'll never know.
Yeah, never.
Like, even 50 Cent or Tupac's, a lot of people were more gangster than they really were.
Oh, yeah.
Now, 50 was more gangster than Tupac for sure, but
gangster niggas put on wigs and dresses and shit. And
what? You feel me? It's like,
cover the story.
Yeah, so I learned to more look at these artists and be like, you know what I'm saying? I'ma just judge y'all off y'all music and what y'all doing. I ain't gonna worry too much about how much of that shit is really you and how much is not.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If I like the music, I just like the music.
I try to more just fuck around and do that shit now, because a lot of rappers just past, present, they really ain't what they say y'all for real. A truck out there? That's probably Mike Ugly, yeah. I hope so. I definitely need to roll up again. But, oh, you said the kids sleep?
Yeah, like you said the kids sleep? Yeah, they
need to. Give me a favor. Go unlock the door for me. Just unlock it. I'm going to tell Mike to come in. Prescription straight to the paper. Destined for greatness, but got a place in Jamaica. Fill on the water with the wonderful views. Only fat nigga on the sauna with Jews. And these niggas talking about hoes, I'm talking carnival. Yo, what's going on, world? It's your homeboy Cuff for raw, uncensored, behind-the-scenes content. Same type of topics, but way more raw. Subscribe to the Patreon tier on Spotify for only $2.99 per month. Once again, the Patreon tier on Spotify for only $2.99 per month. Appreciate y'all either way we go. Keep catching these waves.